it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Now. Do it.
our favorite cashier at our store, Hoops, she said, "Who said I was singing on the podcast?" I said, "That's Bubba."
Yeah.
She said, "What? That's Bubba. I thought it was you." I said, "No, that's Bubba." She said, "Well, y'all can really sing." I said, "You know, we used to get paid to do that."
Niggas gonna be mad at us. And they just gonna be mad at us. And they just gonna be mad. Gonna be mad at us.
Well, hey, 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 and welcome to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
It's me, your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Tiana Non-Basic, and I'm here with no other than...
LG in the house. I'm just joking.
She had to do it. And as y'all know, we always in the house.
Ooh, I stole that from, is it Starkeisha? No, not Starkeisha.
Who's Starkeisha?
Starkeisha is they usually do, this guy, one of his alter egos is Starkeisha. But that's not the one I'm talking about. The one she always have on gold lipstick and gold hair. Dang.
Are you talking about Holly Berry?
No. No, but there's a character on YouTube I cannot think
who
of.
Who act like Holly Berry from Bats? Because that's Holly Berry from Bats.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, definitely. Isn't Holly Jay? Berry from Bats.
His name might be Jay. I can't remember it. But yeah, he's funny. And he has this character. His mom's mom's a hairdresser. She's in high school or whatever. And
are they on TikTok?
No, it's on YouTube. I don't know if they're on TikTok. I watch them on YouTube.
They're on YouTube. Okay.
But yeah.
Well, we're going to need y'all to get the lace front off the top of y'all eyebrows. And pay attention. Pay attention. Because, you know, it's a lot of crazy shit going on out here. But let's get into it, because y'all know we still in Women's History Month. And guess who made history, baby? Yes. Do y'all remember the show Little Women? Little Women and our chocolate friend from Little Women. Her Instagram name is...
What?
That's Samira. Her name's Samira, I believe. And it's, AAYETHATSMERA. That's her Instagram name. And she has made history.
Oh, yes.
And walking in the first Miami Swimwear Week for Fashion Week.
Yes.
Yes. She did her swimwear, and I'm telling you, she killed it better than any normal sized woman could have killed it. And you know, she just wanted to show that, you know, people look at her different, but she is not different.
Yeah, she's funny though. She's funny in a bug. I went on her page. I've been watching her videos for a minute on Instagram.
She's one of a kind. That's what I have to say about her. She's one of a kind.
And her walk.
And she may be a little woman, but she got the walk of any... I mean, her walk is
Naomi
like
Kim,
better
any,
than...
Yes.
than
well, not
of
better
one
than
of the top, the top models in the world, I want to say. Like, if you look at all the top models, they all have their signature walks.
Yeah.
Now, her walk is unlike any other walk for any other little woman or big woman or normal sized woman that I've ever seen in a fashion show. And I've loved her ever since she did the little fashion show on her show, Little Women. And I just like, I love this girl.
I
love
didn't know
girl.
She's on Little Women. I didn't watch the little series, women. Though. I didn't watch the series. I watch a couple of episodes with you.
Well, you know, you don't watch TV.
That's
but
true.
Let's go ahead and get into the real story. I mean, not that she's not the real story, but she's not the headline, because this is breaking news. Breaking news. You know, it is Turnout Tuesdays because of the story today.
Yeah.
So, apparently Diddy has been accused of turning out people.
Turning
out the producer. What's his name? Rod.
Getting them drunk and having them freak shit.
He was turning out people, but his homes have just got raided by
Miami and
Miami
and New York, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. So his homes have been raided in Miami and in Florida, wasn't it?
Hold on. I don't
remember. Miami, Florida, and what's his other house? L.A.
L.A.
His L.A. mansion and his Miami mansion have officially been raided, you guys. Yes.
And they're looking for evidence pertaining to sex trafficking and whatever different
well,
things.
Well, you know, Homeland Security is the sex trafficking.
They
mainly focus on sex trafficking.
And drugs, too, right?
Is it drugs?
And drugs and terrorism?
No, that's not drugs. They don't do drugs.
No, that's the DEA. The terrorism, they do terrorism, right?
I don't think they do terrorism either.
Was that the CIA? Whatever.
Terrorism is the addition of the FBI that is called the CIA. They handle that. But this is Homeland Security. And apparently, according to The Independent and a lot of news sources, CNN and everybody.
And it's all over YouTube. At least it's on my YouTube page.
It's all over YouTube. Everybody seems like they're super excited that Diddy's homes have been raided. But while they were being raided, he apparently went on his jet and left somewhere.
Oh, my YouTube friend Carlos King, he said that he left just after the raids. So he was already planning to leave, I guess. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure because he travels all the time.
Yeah.
This is really crazy. I think like they waited this many years until this lawsuit came out, this supposedly back from
it's more than just the dude. It's a few young girls,
civil lawsuits. Like, I didn't know that somebody can. I mean, why they didn't go to the police first or the FBI first?
Because
somebody's
car got blown up.
Their own, investigation.
Kid Cudi's car got blown up, so I guess a lot of people weren't too keen on going after him back then. But once Cassie came out, and then everybody else started coming out, then it was different.
Once Cassie wasn't scared anymore, when he was talking about love and peace and kindness, and he's going to change his name to Love and all that, she wanted to take him down, honey. And she took him down.
I still think she just wanted her fucking royalties.
She wanted her royalties, but she took him down to the ground because all of these new lawsuits popped up after her lawsuit.
Yeah.
They immediately popped up, though. It was like they all went to the same lawyer, and boom, he has all these lawsuits. And all I want to know is, who this nigga made mad?
He had to have.
Somebody in a high place to make Homeland Security come after him.
Exactly.
For a civil accusation.
Exactly.
Because these weren't criminal accusations. These were civil accusations. They were demanding money. They didn't want anything criminal to happen to him. But as y'all can see, the backlash is criminal. And now they're saying he was spotted. Okay, according to TMZ, let's go on into it. According to TMZ, they have pictures of the raid.
They have a video. It's a video.
Yeah, but this is personal stuff missing. This is stuff that is not pertaining to what they were looking for, and it's missing out of his house. You know, and he's calling it a witch hunt.
Would it be under civil asset forfeiture? Because you don't have to be. You only have to be accused of a crime for them to seize your assets,
in and steal your money.
Yes.
And things out of your house?
Yes, they can do that.
And make footage of your house while they stealing
from you?
Well,
the footage of your house, I don't know. Because there was I didn't see any police officers in that house when that camera was going around showing the damage that they did to his house.
Who you think took the footage?
I don't know who took the footage.
Somebody that was raiding the house. Come on now. That's why.
It could have been one of the federal agents. Who knows?
I know it was. Come on, y'all.
Well, allegedly.
Y'all know who does this stuff. Y'all know. Don't play games. Because, like they said, Diddy was supposedly on the Epstein Island, according to this YouTuber, celebrity. What's it called?
Hello, and welcome to Celeb Insider.
Celeb Insider. You guys can go on Celeb Alert on YouTube and find this story. But Prince Henry is dragged into this lawsuit with Ron Wade?
Who?
The producer.
Ron Jeremy? He's a porn star.
Yes,
he's a porn star producer.
And he's in jail now. But anyway, Prince Harry was also named in this lawsuit as well. The $30 million lawsuit that the producer, Ron, I can't think of his whole name. You guys got to go look it up. But like I said, I could care less. But it is newsworthy because I have my perspective. And what I think is, they knew these niggas was doing crazy shit back in the day.
Yeah.
They allowed them to do it. you know, a lot of them were going to this Epstein Island that everybody knew about.
Yep.
You know, in the upper class and on the higher class.
Upper echelons. The upper echelon
of society. They knew that this shit was going on. They allowed it to continue. And they waited, what, 17 years afterwards?
I don't know how many.
It's been about 17 years. And they waited to start going after these men when they were in, like, a higher tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
And now they want to seize all their assets. It's kind of like what they're doing with Trump, right? What's going on with Trump?
I don't know.
Let's talk about it.
I mean, Trump did some shady shit, though, so.
Who the hell said he didn't? I think they all did some shady shit.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Back in the day?
Allegedly.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, but sex parties are not uncommon.
They were very common back in the day.
Yeah.
Sex parties are still going on.
You know what I'm about to say.
I mean, this is nothing new. This is nothing new to society. Everybody knows that these type of things were going on.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that. And that they're still going on. You know what I'm saying? And not just in a celebrity realm, but in regular society.
No, I mean, you can find sex clubs all over Indiana. I'm just saying.
Sex clubs everywhere. They're everywhere. Like, people are freaky. Whatever. But they have pictures of supposed pictures, alleged pictures, according to Celebrity Insider, that they have pictures of Diddy on the Epstein yacht with young boys in the picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're
really solidifying this narrative that he is a gay man and he's been portraying himself
to be. Well, he would be bisexual, and I don't think he would be too much on the download the way these motherfuckers is talking. He would be bisexual if this is the case.
I don't know what to believe, and I don't care. This is all alleged, but hey, if he gay, he gay. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with being gay, but it is something wrong with messing with little kids.
Oh, definitely for that.
He need to be under the jail if he was messing with these little kids that was in this picture from Celebrity Insider, Celebrity Alert on YouTube. And he need to be under the jail. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, hell yeah. Sure,
you know,
that.
But, you know, it's a lot of crazy things happening out there. And apparently, you know, Diddy is saying, according to TMZ, that this is all, you know, like a witch hunt. And
yeah, didn't Trump say that, though?
Yeah, he's right. I'm not even going to lie to you.
It's
a witch hunt. They do not want him back in office. They want to find any dirt that they can.
Well, you know, he's threatening civil war,
so. Yeah, I mean, well, shit, he been threatening that. What happened? The insurrection?
Mm.
Was that civil war? It was not.
No.
Let me tell you what. America has the most advanced technology when it comes to warfare.
That's true.
If they want to, they can take you out at a push of a button. Believe that. Believe that.
Oh, we ain't the only country, but still.
Believe that, but I'm saying America. If these civil war wanting to have motherfuckers want to keep playing with America. Hey, good luck to you. That's all I can say.
That's why Prince.
Good luck to you.
That's why Pence turned his back on Donald Trump. Because those the people they were threatening. They were threatening him, and Donald Trump didn't even say nothing.
He ain't about that life, though. He a real conservative, like church going dude. He ain't about that life.
Yes, you know him and Martha sleeping.
He is not. Let me say it correctly.
Separate
he
beds.
He is not about that life.
They push their beds together when they want to be close. No, I'm just saying that was on the. That was on the I Love Lucy. I Love Lucy show. Sorry.
Oh my god. Silly. That's probably what they do though. When they want to be close to each other, they probably push them beds together. You know what I'm saying? I believe that that's the type of household he lives in.
He do seem like.
And they did it on the cartoon that they had, the cartoon president. I know you never saw it because you don't watch TV. But the cartoon president, they did like a skit where Pence and his wife was pushing the beds together to get close together or whatever. You know, because they're very conservative.
Yeah.
Like, they're super conservative. They're like, they had on these long-ass nightgowns.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, the long-ass Amish nightgowns.
The Amish nightgowns.
They still wear tonight. And then they put the beds together when they're going to be close.
Mother.
Mother. Yeah. He kept calling her mother.
I didn't know that. It just sounded like it fit.
I know you don't know because you didn't even watch the show. And girl, I only watched a few episodes, but they were hilarious. Are like the most hilarious. You guys need to go back and watch The Cartoon President if you haven't seen it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Google it, bitch.
Google it, bitch.
Google it.
What the fuck is wrong with Doom Mouth? What the fuck is that, T?
You know, that's my pimple popping videos, but whatever.
I don't like pimples. They look like herpes.
Mm-mm. they exaggerate, zoom in. You know, these Pimple Popper videos, they use clickbait to get you all interested, but then you click on it, just these little bitty.
I hate that.
Oh my God. They were just sucking out the sebum from the little pores. Oh, God, yeah, that's really crazy. But anyways, I love Pimple Popping videos. And I love Dr. Pimple Popper and her husband's show, Mr. Pimple Popper. And they're so good. But anyway, so this was what got me, though, the Diddy, because 50 Cent supposedly clapped back.
Oh.
Yeah. And he did an AI video on his social talking about P. Diddy, and he used Donald Trump as the AI video.
Oh, that was hilarious. Oh, okay.
So you guys got to hear it, so I'm about to play it now.
Puffy, you stupid ass nigga. I told you stop fucking with R. Kelly. Pay. I said grab them in the pussy. Don't kidnap the pussy. They raided your shit, I see. I got a courtesy call when they raided my house. You really fucked up my nigga. Can I get a copy of the Meek Mill sex tape? Please, nigga.
Please, nigga. He's stupid. So apparently, Nicki Minaj has come out and said that there's a Meek Mill sex tape with Diddy and Meek Mill.
Oh.
Which is crazy. You know, she said Meek Mill cheated on her with Diddy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. Ooh. So, you know, she's a very prominent rapper. And she hasn't personally come out and said that this was true, but it's all over the media, the social.
But where did the fuck they get the story from in the first place?
Girl, who knows where they got the story from? You know, I don't understand, but Diddy is saying, you know, you shouldn't be hanging out with R. Kelly, blah, blah, blah. But apparently the story is, allegedly, that R. Kelly is getting his sentence cut by telling on Diddy and other prominent black billionaires, Jay-Z included. He's turning state on them. Okay. And that's what this raid was about, for real. They're trying to find the evidence, but they apparently have other evidence, which prompted the raid that they got from R. Kelly. That's what people don't
really
know.
Oh,
that's what people don't know.
That's allegedly.
Now, that's alleged. That's alleged. And we talked about this earlier, you know, when we said that, you know, that R. Kelly was going to be flipping state, you know.
Yeah,
because, you know, he mad. He big mad. But he only got locked up for racketeering. He didn't get locked up for sex trafficking, or he didn't get locked up for sleeping with them underage 17-year-old girls that he was sleeping with, which is
the parents would have had to do that. And if they was getting paid, which I've always believed they were since
we discussed that 17 is the age of consent. You know,
yeah, 16 in some states, and then
16, and then it's 17.
Then I think in Kentucky you could still get married at 14 with your parents' consent. So I'm not sure though; they might have changed it by now. But yeah.
But let's go to a high note. A high note is that Escape, SWV. These ladies, you know, they
702.
Yeah,
total.
They were the hoes back in the day. allegedly. You know, they was sleeping with these industry motherfuckers to make it happen. But they getting their money now, you know, going on tour together and doing they shows that they have and getting these reality shows talking about what they went through back in the day.
I should probably watch that too.
Their new tour is going to be featuring Escape, SWV, Maya, Total, and 702. Remember 702?
Escape minus Latasha.
No, Natasha's going to be there. She's in the picture.
You think so?
She's in the picture.
No, that's the picture from when they did their show. I thought.
Yeah, Natasha's going to be there. She ain't no damn dummy.
But in the article you sent me,
it said, you can't do an Escape tour without Latasha. And Latasha is like one of the main voices. I'm not saying they all can't sing. I'm just saying she was the headline singer for their group. They all can sing. They're all immaculate.
Hell yeah.
And since Latasha fell off of the first Escape tour, and her sister, but her sister took over her leads, and she killed it. She killed her leads. That does not mean that they can do an Escape tour to me without Latasha.
Well, on the article you sent me, it said that Latasha was not going to be there.
But I think it's bullshit. Please, Latasha, do not do this to your career. To your career. Don't let no nigga
It ain't no
stop
nigga.
Stop your bag. Yeah, it's her husband. They don't like her husband.
Oh, well.
They don't like her husband or her entourage. You know, the people you hang around with. It's telling you.
They can suck
you need to be a solo artist. You should just focus on you. They need you. Ain't no escape without you.
Girl, bye. Escape is all of y'all. Y'all need to stay together to get that bag.
Yes, exactly.
I know y'all that's can do what it we want to without see. Latasha. Come on. But I want to see y'all do it as grown, mature women that know that the bag is there for all of y'all.
Yes. Regardless of who y'all. Don't like who and who don't like what, who, fuck it.
Who got beef with what, I don't care. Like,
I mean, whatever. As long as she ain't acting like, what's his name from the Temptations movie?
Oh, she is. But anyways, yes, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
No, that was the Five Heartbeats. That was the Five Heartbeats.
No, that was the Temptation movie, too.
Oh, I thought it was the Five Heartbeats. Yeah.
Five Heartbeats was based off of the Temptation.
Oh, dumb slow. Yeah.
But the Temptation movie did say that, you know, the same thing. Some people get a big head, and they think that, you know, they can stray away from their group and still make it. And sometimes you do have success outside Diana of your Ross? Group, but that don't mean you gotta leave your group.
Beyonce
to be in. Beyonce always comes
Aretha
back.
Franklin.
Beyonce always comes back to her group, though. If you ain't never noticed, she always comes back to her group. And
wasn't Patti LaBelle in the group as well?
Patti LaBelle, yeah. Mm-hmm. They were all in groups. Who else?
I can't think.
Wasn't Shantae Moore in the group?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I believe she was in a group. And TLC, they are doing, what is it called?
But TLC wouldn't be doing without Left Eye, I think, if they didn't have to.
They're doing a show. It's coming out. I think it's the People's Choice Awards, I believe. Mm. And they're going to be performing. But
are they
going to
do it with Left Eye's AI?
That's what I was going to say. I think it would be so much better of an experience if they did it with, like, Left Eye is an AI.
Mm-hmm.
It would be more of an experience. Or just have her do her part on the big screen, you know?
Yeah.
And they standing on both sides and they're doing their part. That would be awesome, too.
Yeah.
And then you put their little parts on the big screen, too, next to her. But they're on the stage and she should be in the middle, you know? I just think of things like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my envision of what they should do. But you can't talk anybody into doing anything, yeah. You know, which makes sense. Because people want to do their own things. But let's go into Strange World. And as y'all know, this is a strange world that we live in. And according to a Chase customer.
The U.S. Sun, isn't it?
Yes. No, she's saying that you need to get your money out of Chase Bank. And this is a recent story.
But why?
This story was done by thesun.com. And she said that her account, an elderly woman, was
she was scammed out of her
she
money,
she was scammed out of $2.7 million, though.
Mm. But no, I thought that was like the total that has been lost of the elderly from Chase Bank.
She said, my account went from zero, says Chase customer who lost it all in seconds. It's, the bank warned. You're right. That wasn't all her money. But Judy Mavey, 84 years old, she lost like a lot of money.
All of her savings, obviously.
But Chase gave it back.
So that's nice of them. They didn't have to.
But she's still saying that you guys need to get your money out of Chase Bank. And I'm with Chase. I've been with Chase all my life. My daddy had both of our accounts. I said a cake.
Well, see.
I said a cake.
See what happened.
That's a sign.
A cake, right?
Yes, because a Chase account is a cane account. You can't make no money from that motherfucker.
I had to take all my money out of Chase account because they accused me of fraud.
I did not know that.
Yes, they was about to lock me up and everything.
Chase Bank.
Well, it was Bank One, but what at the time?
It was Bank One at the time.
Okay. Before Chase took over. Yes, that's why I took all my money out. No.
But what's the story? What happened?
Okay, so Mama was getting welfare. She was getting welfare for Daisy, for your daughter, and Arthur, I believe. Daisy and Arthur. And what they would do, huh? Daisy and Arthur. So what they would do is that Because I always had money in my account because I was working and I was going to school. Instead of waiting or spending check cashing fees, because we lived at the same address and she's my mama, they would deposit check. She would sign the check and I would sign the check and we would deposit in my account, right? So they were trying to get me on welfare fraud.
And she was getting money from me too.
Oh, she might have been money for you. She was getting money for I know for at least two kids. I don't remember which two kids. I just assume it was Daisy.
My daughter and my son.
No, Jawan wasn't born then. No, it was just Daisy. Daisy was a baby. Yeah, Daisy. Okay. That was when we lived on Terra Court. Anyway, and so
don't give it out to the people. They're gonna be trying to look for you on Terra Court, girl.
if they look up my name, they can find it. They're gonna find that address. So I went in and tried to find out why they froze my account, and then that's when I was like, the woman was talking to me. She took me to the office. She was talking to me, and she was like, I kept seeing her like doing like this, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
What was she doing?
She was motioning to security to come lock me up. Real life. I had thousands of dollars in the bank. It wasn't like I was broke. And then, so there was like, and then I guess she got to looking, and she saw that the address.
With mama.
No, I did live with mama. They saw the address on the welfare check.
You didn't live that way at mama house, right?
No, it was Mama Dita's house. Right. So,
mama house.
So they, I guess, I don't know why she called the police off on me or the security off on me, but I'm assuming it's because she realized that the check. The address on the check was the same address that I used for my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wouldn't let me get my debit card back. They said, oh, just use your, you can withdraw money from the bank, but you can't use your debit account. They wouldn't let me use my debit account anymore. I don't know why. That didn't make sense to me. And so so I just took all my money out of the account and went to another bank. Fuck that.
Girl, stop.
So. But remember, I was supposed to be committing welfare fraud. But you sent the check back to my address, which shows that we both live in the same house. So that's why I was because mama didn't want to pay the check cashing fees. That's the only reason why I was depositing my account.
If y'all live in the same household, they count everybody's income in that household. And if she wasn't reporting every single person that lived in the household is having income, then that is considered welfare fraud.
Oh, I didn't think about that. No, she wasn't reporting me having income. No.
Mm-hmm. Now that's why.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with you. But let's go on into this next strange world story. So Kelly Rowland decides to clap back at an African radio host. And
ladies and gentlemen.
So this was posted by Shuler King. Is it Shuler? I think it's Shuler King.
Comedian Shuler King. It's Shuler King. Comedian Shuler King. On his YouTube page.
And he posted a side-by-side picture, I guess, of the African radio host.
That was clapback. She was clapping back at this African radio host. Who called her ugly. Who called Kelly Rowland ugly. Now, I don't know what her definition of ugly is.
I don't either. I would like to know.
I don't know what the world's definition of ugly is. But I do know that both of these women are beautiful. But Kelly was saying, who y'all think looked better when she did this clapback picture? Because
about the same exact swimsuit.
The radio host had on this bathing suit that was gold in color. And she's sitting on a yacht and in a little pool on the yacht.
With her leg up. With a champagne glass in her hand.
So apparently Kelly went and pulled out the same bathing suit, or she went and bought it. Who knows?
No, the other girl was at a swimming—it's like a swimming pool—and the African show host, the radio host.
It was a boat. They both was on boats. The story.
So yeah.
Yeah, according to the story, they both were on boats allegedly. And this boat that the African radio host was on had a pool.
Okay.
And the boat that Kelly was on did not have a pool, but Kelly had on the exact same swimsuit. And after the chick called her ugly, she puts on the exact same swimsuit.
Puts her leg up like the old girl had it, but it's exact. But she not holding a champagne glass. She's just like holding her arms back in the back of her head with her head leaning back.
Yeah, with her head leaning back, the exact same.
Other than that, I mean, from the neck down, the same pose basically.
Yes.
Not the neck down. I say the bust down. That don't sound right.
What?
From the boobs down.
What you mean from the boobs down?
They had the same pose.
It was different.
No, because old girl had her hand. Look, she got her leg up just like old girl.
The legs are the same, but yeah, the girl is holding a wine glass and she's like just chilling. And Kelly is doing the full blown model pose, you know, with her hands behind her head. But she's doing her legs exact same as the radio host that called her ugly. And she's like, she's going to let the internet decide who was the ugliest in this picture. And, of course, you know, the internet picked the radio host that called Kelly ugly.
Did they really?
Allegedly. Okay, but it's really not alleged. You guys go look at it, but we got to say allegedly. And that's what happened. And that's why I think it's strange, you know.
You said
why
Kelly?
Kelly Rowland. She
looked better, right? Okay.
Yeah, they said she looked better, but this is my thing. This is why I think it's strange. Like, Kelly, who got time for that? To be worried about everybody to call you ugly and all that.
But I ain't got time. That was still a smooth ass clapback.
And that picture that Cuz recently posted of me getting my hair dyed. That was an ugly ass picture. I mean, I don't even know who that alienation ass looking ass bitch was.
Damn, T.
But that was me in the picture. You know, it was so awful. I don't know who took it. Maybe she found an ugly picture of Kelly like this. And she was like, this bitch ugly. But, you know, a lot of people would do that. You know, it happens. And I can't clap back at everybody and think I'm ugly. But, bitch, I'm beautiful. Allegedly. Hey. Allegedly. I don't know.
She said allegedly.
Allegedly, maybe. Who knows? Maybe. In my mind, I don't give a fuck. To my husband, I know I'm beautiful.
Exactly.
Okay? And a lot of people. I ain't even got a lot of people stopping at the grocery store just to tell me how pretty I am. And that's all I got to say. And I ain't give a fuck what African radio host think a bitch is ugly. And I know that a lot of them gonna think I'm ugly in that picture that Cuz posted of me.
Oh, damn,
too. And I ain't got nothing to do with it. I don't care. Ain't nothing you can tell me to say, hey, bitch, you ugly. Okay, that's what you think. I may be black. I may be ugly. But then, God, I'm here. Okay? Like the color purple said, bitch is here and she's still winning. That's all I got to say. Where about you, bitch? That's what that African radio host needs to do.
Right?
For sure. I need her to worry about her. But let's go ahead and get into lying like you look, you know. Because it's always, you know, it's a lot of motherfuckers out here. What they doing, Gina?
Huh? Lying like they look?
What they do? They lying like they look. And why did the segment go away?
Because you played that.
I played the goddamn video. But yes. As y'all know, we got a lot of lying like you look motherfuckers out here. And so, Bruno Mars.
Pork.
What is it?
I don't know. It's sweet. Well, it's not too sweet.
Is it a wine?
It tastes like a wine.
Georgia talking shit.
Yeah. And y'all know that happens a lot. Niggas say they want you, but they want everybody. These niggas for everybody. These niggas for everybody. Okay, so let's get into our Lying Like You Look story. And so, we reported a few weeks ago that they were saying that Bruno Mars had owned... that he owes $50,000 to...
$50 million?
Is it 50? I thought it was $50,000.
That says $50
million. To MGM in Las Vegas, right? So, he was in Vegas doing his residency. And this story broke that he... We said it was a Lying Like You Look story.
Yeah.
And this is why it is. Because they have recently come out and said...
Yes, MGM.
According to Entertainment Tonight, that they were lying.
MGM said he don't owe us no motherfucking money.
Yeah, MGM said Bruno Mars don't owe them nothing. He owes nothing. So, the whole story is we said was a hoax. So, when the elections happen, you guys, this is what y'all need to know. It's a lot of bullshit ass stories that are going to come out that are not accurate, they're not true, they're attention grabbing stories to take your attention away from what's really happening. Now y'all should really know that this shit is true, because Instagram and Facebook have decided that they don't want to post anything pertaining to politics.
Really?
Yeah. They don't want to promote or post
Facebook was one of the main places that false news was going on back a couple few years ago. About 2-3 years ago.
Why?
They did a whole segment on how you need to know how to learn how to discern what fake news is and stuff like that. Yes.
Because of what? Why?
Well, different countries were infiltrating Facebook and putting up fake news. According to Facebook and the United States government?
Yeah, the government. That's what it was according to. So, y'all know the government wants to elect who they're going to elect. And
yeah, regardless. It don't matter.
They want to elect. The Electoral College is there because, you know,
they don't feel like we're smart enough to pick the right person.
And which is ridiculous. It's like, I can't, get jiggy with this shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't get jiggy with any of these elections, but I will continue to vote. Because your vote, it does matter. When we come out in the masses, there's nothing they can do to stop us. That's on period. The Electoral College can't stop it. Nobody can stop it when we vote how we want to vote. But the problem is, people aren't voting.
And we also, you don't have...
And we're going to blame it on the white women.
We can't choose our candidates.
We're going to blame it on the white women. Like I said... Nobody wants to talk about this, but white women have the vote. They control it. They put these people in offices. They have, what is the percentage? 51% of the vote. That's majority.
Yeah, that's
true. You guys, that's majority. Now, who put Trump in office? It wasn't us. Who put Obama in office? It wasn't us. Guess who it was? It was white women. It was white women, and that ain't a legend. That is a legend. That's a legend. We're going to have to say it. That's a legend.
You got to say it's a legend.
We got to say it. Yes. But y'all read between the lines. Come on now. Come on now. Read between the lines. We ain't Tasha K. We're going to say a legend. We ain't going to say that shit's facts. We're going to say you can look up the facts for yourself.
Exactly. Make your own. Make your own conclusions
and come to your own analogies, because the shit is explainable. If you just do the research, that's all you have to do. Do the research. Do your due diligence as a voter in this country.
Man, people don't read.
I don't care. Fucking look up a video, bitch. That's all I gotta say. It's plenty of videos.
And then make sure that video that you're watching is from somebody that you can trust.
Oh, this not from another country. Girl, bye.
Well, not necessarily from another country. That's not it. But, I mean, misspelled post is pretty obvious. Come on.
You saying because it's misspelled? Because it's a lot of people in this country that cannot spell. Allegedly.
There are different, let's say bad grammar and bad spelling together. Because a lot of grammar in different countries is not the same as it would be in English.
But still. That's alleged too. That's all alleged.
No, that's a fact. I study languages.
I know you do. I know you have a degree in languages. Now, what I'm saying is that somebody from our country that's been here their whole life, but that is raised by foreigners from other countries, you know, their parents come from other countries, they could still have the possibility of having bad grammar. Somebody from the Dirty South, they could still have a possibility.
You can tell if you're on the internet enough, you can tell the difference. I promise you. I did a lot of research on my own. After, you know, I started realizing it before it was announced on the news. And so once it was announced on the news, actually I was doing research before then, but I started doing a lot of diligent research after the news. And I guess that is not an end all to be all to describe, you know, what would be fake news or not. But it does make a difference, because I mean Fox 59 do have a lot of misspellings and sometimes some grammar issues, but you know it's Fox 59 though, so you already know it's pretty much a reliable source. Maybe not a trusted source for everybody, but it's a reliable source. But you could tell, I got a notification to join a Black Lives Matter rally. I forget which city it was supposed to be in, and I could tell that that page was not made by an American person. It was just like so many giveaways that it was not made by an American person. Like a lot of rallies were being set up by foreigners that didn't even show up to the rallies. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Nah, keep talking. What are you saying? Anyways, what?
No, anyways, let's go to the next story. I was just saying that it was a lot of fake news out there, especially during Trump. During Trump's campaign, during Obama's last 4 years in office. Mm-hmm. I probably after the midterms of Obama's first term, if you want me to tell you the truth. They were preying on our, and that's what that movie was about. We were talking
insecurities.
Insecurities, our prejudices, our bigotry in the United States. They were preying on that.
When?
And exploiting that against us.
But he got reelected, so. Is that because of the Electoral College, or is it because of the alleged white vote, white women vote?
No, it was from the Electoral College, period.
Who knows? But this election, I'm pretty sure that Trump will win. And I hate to say it.
Why? Because he threatened civil war.
People are scared. And people are not voting. That's the reason. That's the period. And that's alleged. But that's my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
But he lost too much of the Republican support. Mm-hmm. The main people that would actually vote for him in Electoral College. The people in the Senate and the...
And what that do?
And the House that were threatened by his supporters in the insurrection.
Matter. I'm telling you, it does not matter.
Well, some people are still a lot of
you know the congressmen. Country we live in. Y'all allegedly. Y'all allegedly know.
Didn't see it. How are they on that cargo
anybody
ship?
Anybody didn't see it. The people that was on the bridge, nobody was paying attention. Like, get out your motherfucking phone, people. I don't understand how y'all didn't not see this big ass cargo ship drifting into the bridge, the Baltimore Bridge. How yes. could y'all not see it?
Girl, don't look at me.
Nobody saw it coming?
I don't know, but there's still six people missing last I
heard. Seven people missed, allegedly. And then there's several cars at the bottom that they said they saw the cars on the sonar. So this is according to Fox News and CNN.com that, the cargo ship drifted into the Baltimore Key Bridge, and it collapsed.
So they should have had, have, like where it opens for ships to go through? I don't know. I'm not
sure.
Girl,
who knows? I just don't understand how they didn't see this ship. They said the ship lost power, caught on fire after it hit the bridge.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But it lost power, and it drifted into the Baltimore Bridge. I don't know how they didn't see it.
On the bridge, how could you see it?
What you mean? You can't see left and right from yourself? That ain't a legend.
If that's you're in your right. car on
you can't see through your peripheral, then it's a fucking cargo ship coming near the bridge.
Well, everybody don't be paying attention like that.
Exactly. Pay attention. Pay attention. Come on now. Y'all didn't see this? I don't understand how nobody saw this cargo ship drifting into the bridge.
Look at my handsome man.
How many hours did it take for that cargo ship when it lost power to drift into that bridge? Like,
it probably didn't take that long.
It was floating on water, Gina. It had to take a
few. And doesn't it, even if it lost power, can't they still like steer the boat without power? I don't know. I've never.
I would imagine so. Like allegedly, allegedly they could.
I would have thought that they but could they still sleep? Manually control the boat.
But when they thought the boat was off and then it lost power and it started drifting, what was the anchor at? That's what I want to know. Why they didn't anchor themselves?
I don't know, Tiana. I wasn't there.
Exactly. It's a lot of unanswered questions. And people are confused, you know.
They'll figure it out. Well, they'll come up with a story.
And people are dead, you know.
Yeah.
And that ain't alleged. That happened, you know. But who couldn't have seen it happening? The people on the bridge didn't know they were still drifting?
Of course the people
don't somebody have to still be on the
I'm
bridge.
I'm talking about on top of the bridge.
I'm talking about the bridge of the boat.
You know they call they should have had somebody out there, yeah.
Yeah, when they're steering the boat, yeah. That's where the steerers work.
So that means that somebody wasn't doing their due diligence while
exactly. The niggas was asleep or something. Like who couldn't have seen it? I don't understand. But that's a strange world we live in.
Hey, it's like they missed the iceberg, mm-hmm. But okay.
Let's go into our artist of the day, but I just thought it was really strange. You know, CNN reported this. Everybody reported this. Fox 11. All kind of people reported this mm-hmm. story. Fox 59 even reported this, I believe. But I got the story from CNN.com, and you guys can go check it out for yourself. But to me, it seems a little strange. You know, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
And how far away from the boat did the, how far away from the bridge did the boat lose power?
Exactly. There's a lot of unanswered questions. And when they saw that the boat was drifting, or if they didn't see, how couldn't they have seen? But how couldn't they have felt that the boat was drifting? That's my thing, too.
They should have been able to.
And also,
I mean,
I don't know. But maybe they need some type of catastrophe to happen like this. During elections. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Allegedly. But that's my personal opinion. Because I don't see there's no way that there wasn't an anchor dropped. You know, we have anchors on boats, right? Don't we have anchors on boats?
Yeah, they still have anchor space.
Okay, I thought they still had anchors. I was like, I didn't know they had like emergency stop brakes or whatever. But I know they got an anchor. You ain't know they got an anchor stuff? Don't boats have anchors? Gina, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was just looking. I was just...
Do boats have anchors, Laura?
He's not on the bed? I mean, on the couch?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
But do boats have anchors?
Is his truck out there? Because he's in truck.
Okay, y'all talking about something else. But do boats have anchors?
They do. All boats have anchors.
Yes.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi. Hello, how you doing?
Hey.
That's your girlfriend?
Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
She's so pretty. You guys are cute together. But anyways, I was like...
So, eight people on the bridge.
I called him to ask him for the keys.
So, eight people were on the bridge.
Keys for what?
To go drop her off.
Oh, for what?
Huh?
Oh, where is he at? His car... His truck out there?
It is. I just called him.
Oh,
he said he was in the restroom.
Well, he's upstairs then.
Where are you going?
I don't. I got papers, though. I got you. They're in there.
Gotcha.
They're in there.
Okay, we gotta finish this podcast. We almost done.
Okay, yes.
Let's go on to our artist of the day. But I know it's not alleged. I know boats have anchors. You know, that is not, and that's not an allegation. You know what I'm saying?
Could you call?
After, yeah. I'm on Do Not Disturb right now. Francis Scott Key Bridge.
And that's where it happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's go on to our artist of the day.
Yeah, they don't really give no real good details about the... About how the ship... I had to see that, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to get off into our artist of the day. And
Tuseki?
It is not Tuseki.
Well, then why is it on Tuseki right now?
Because I lost it.
Damn, too.
I lost it, but I'm about to pull it back up, you guys. I promise.
We owe you a drink. Mm-hmm. We drunk your Taylor Port.
We're drinking it now. Okay. But,
we ran out of water.
This is Big Isis, and her song is called Vendetta.
Big Isis, okay.
Big Isis.
I should have to be Big Isis.
I saw money on the king, on my mind. Don't fuck with her, don't fuck with him, don't fuck with them. I'm on the grind. Big Isis ain't one of them. I'm hard to find, I'm one of none. Our bitches ain't no none. Give them credit cause they try. Big pressure. Gotta be mad, I'm stepping on flies and fat. Like a better. That's not a question, they know who applying that pressure. It's whatever. I'm getting to that money no matter the weather. Money professor. Hundreds on hundreds on hundreds is my vendetta, bitch. Labels on the line, bitch, think I'm finna box. One caller, put her ass on Fox in a box. Bitches hating from the floor while I'm chilling at the top. I don't got no op. Them bitches gay when they give me top. Pretty gangsta bitch from the trenches. I pose, be trying to buck. They only tough on the nest. And a bitch that would up that tough shit be a front. Trying to test my gangsta, test the danger. Like testing luck. Don't wanna test my anger. Gonna meet your maker. Just know when it's up, then it's stuck. I'm gonna tough shit all on the internet. I don't get into that. If you send it to
me. What's happening?
Thank you.
Okay.
No, you didn't like her. You didn't like her.
She's a good Gen Z artist.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. A lot of people be like, oh, they're so recycled. They all sound alike. But if you would buy one album, why not buy the other girl's album? Because they're similar in actions, and they're both great. They're in your guys' perspective, right? Like, perspective. Like, am I wrong? Am I wrong? What am I saying wrong? I'm saying, if you're saying they all sound alike, are they copying other people? Are they... Does her song not sound the same and great is the next person's song that you like?
Well, yeah.
Like Big Lotto. Like, you know what I mean? Or Lotto or, you know, whatever. Ice Spice, you know? They kind of all sound similarly.
But I guess that's how girls sound when they try to sound like drop it down and running down and just run out. Yeah,
why would you... Why would you try to differentiate? If the song is good and you liked it, apparently a lot of people like it. It's getting a lot of views, you know. And all I'm saying is, I really don't think she sounds like the other girls. I think the music producers sound alike. That's what it is. That's what y'all confusing. Yeah, but the music is still the same. I don't know who she sounds like. Allegedly. Allegedly, it's very similar.
So what's going on in Nappy Town?
Let's go to Nappy Town, but y'all can decide for yourself. Again, if y'all want to look up Big Isis, it's Women's Month, and y'all go ahead and support another female black artist that's out here doing it for themselves.
Yeah, because even if they sounded like, or they got the same sound, they still got different type look. Of sounds. They still not the same person. You're right on that one.
Like, I just don't understand why Taseki, Krishan's sister, and her being compared, they're not the same type of artist. You know?
Oh, no.
Taseki
sings.
She's amazing. I ain't gonna lie. But let's do our Nappy Time stories.
Oh, that damn Doden, Dodden, Duden, Duty Boy.
Duty
Man.
Okay, so.
And all the governors are not.
You know, we have this election coming up. You know, they don't want us to talk about the elections on social media. They want to discourage us from talking about elections on social media. It's really sad. We didn't even mention the mall closing because of the raids in New York. But, yeah, the malls in New York
$1 billion
raided.
$1 billion mall.
And you said all of the stores are closing now. Mm-hmm. They're leaving and the mall is closing. Go ahead and do y'all big one. Because I know y'all didn't want to see that happen. Who would want to do that? You know? Close people. Like, the mall is not the government, you guys. You guys going in there and stealing from these small business owners. Because more than likely, if you're in the mall...
Target's definitely not a small business owner.
No, I'm talking about these little shops that's in the mall. You know what I mean? Those are small business owners. You guys are hurting them, too. When you guys go in there and try to raid from these big conglomerates that are controlling the market. You guys are hurting the small businessmen too.
Yes.
Think about that the next time y'all want to go and raid a mall. Because the New York Mall is closing and it was ransacked. And it was called, what was that mall called?
I don't remember.
We're talking about the Fulton Center in Lower
Fulton Center.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Fulton Center.
In New York.
In New York. Okay. Just don't come here doing that shit because motherfucker will fuck.
Oh, well, they already did that shit. Well, they didn't. They weren't able to get into Circle Center Mall, though.
They can't do that. But anyway, security's toys.
I know, because they've been tight since back in the day. Remember, we was kids.
Well, let's get on into our Nappy Time story, because this story really messed me up, y'all. And I'm going to tell y'all why. And y'all decide for yourself. It's allegedly a racist. Allegedly, it's a racist campaign commercial.
Yeah, because they're getting on him because he went for
let's play it first.
He would support in March. Okay, go ahead.
Let's play it first. So This campaign was put out by Eric Doutens.
Doutens. Doudou. Eric Doudou.
Doutens.
Eric Doudou.
His name Eric Doutens?
I don't know what his name is. I call him Eric Doudou.
Where is the sound?
I don't know. What happened to the sound?
I don't know.
It played for me when I watched the video.
Here we go. I'm sorry. I had to click on it, guys. And y'all know I'm old. Okay. We're going to rewind. The race for governor in Indiana.
My bras sold out Indiana's police. But
meanwhile, he did a thin blue line giving police community here.
Do you support the Black Lives Matter movement?
I support that movement. Black Lives Matter has, of course, called for the murder of police
officers. See how edited it is?
Mike Braun went even further. Would you join a protest march in Indiana or anywhere else to fight?
I would ask you. I probably would. We can't trust
I probably
Mike
would,
Braun.
But did he? No, he did.
You believe in the Great Night Live.
Okay.
Brought to you by
Okay, so that was the Debate Night Live campaign done by
Eric Doutens campaign.
Eric Doutens.
Eric Doudou.
Doutens. Doutens.
Well, we got hog shit, so he gonna be
don't
Eric Doutens.
Don't you do it? I said, don't you do it.
I like that.
But he put out a commercial. Well, his campaign put out a commercial saying that Mike Braun was supporting cop killers.
I know, right?
But they're talking about the Black Lives Matter. Was cop killers. I said, is this not the racist shit I didn't ever heard in my right? life? What kind of in the racist campaign trail is we going on?
That's why I'm going for Susan Crouch.
I don't know. I don't like
well,
it.
You know, we have no Democrats. Well, mm-mm. The two Democrats. Two of the Democrats that was running got disqualified or dropped mm-hmm. out. Well, I don't know which one. And then... there was another Democrat, but he's way low on the list. I forgot their name. And then we have a Libertarian and an Independent, but they weren't even included in the debates on Fox 59. So I don't know how that's going to go. So basically, we can only vote for a Republican, pretty much.
Yeah, but they want to say on social media, let's censor political talks, you know.
But we can watch it on the news all day
that's,
long.
That's a clear line. That they're drawing in the sand and saying that we don't have free speech, really.
Basically.
Social media is not free speech. The only platform we have left is what? TikTok?
Yeah, I guess TikTok.
Because they've taken Instagram. They've taken Facebook. They've taken X now. Or it used to be called
Twitter.
Twitter. That's all controlled.
X,
you know,
the platform formerly known as Twitter.
They said if you wanna they're setting everything back, quote unquote, to a default setting. And if you want to allow political content on your page, you can go to your page and change it. But everybody says that when they try to go to their page and default it to I accept everything, then they can't. They can't do it. Wow. So it's basically
well, nobody really talks about politics on my page
in America. I hope you guys can get this message that we're sending, that we believe in free speech. We believe that
yes.
every social media platform should have a form of free speech. If it's hate speech, it's whatever. I don't care if it's political speech, if it's hate speech, if it's against you, if it's let's talk about it.
Yeah, that's right.
But
we ain't gonna do
talking about it allegedly gets the job done. I don't know. Maybe.
We'll see.
Some people might need a little education to change their mind on their affirmations that they believed all their life. Because they didn't have that education growing up.
Cognitive dissonance is a thing, though.
They want us to be separate. And they don't want us to be equal.
Well, if we get together...
In my opinion.
I can only imagine what the country would be like.
But isn't that six
Or what the world would be like if we got together.
Give me 6 feet.
Well, I like 6 feet regardless. Before COVID, so...
I know you did. And I know a lot of people do. But as a community, we need a little bit... Maybe we need 2 feet so we can have a conversation.
No, don't cough them and breathe in my face. No.
Four feet.
Two feet is
personal
space. I
need you to be able to hear me when I'm talking to you, okay? Don't censor me. And hey, what did that one representative say that is very... I'm reclaiming my time.
Oh, yes.
What was her name?
I don't know.
Google it.
I've heard a few representatives saying I'm
now they're all saying it. Yeah. Even the white ones. They're all saying it now. I'm reclaiming my time. It was my turn to speak. Okay? She started that.
Are you That's talking about the one that you said that she should run for
the
president?
The older lady. No, I wasn't talking about the younger girl, but she said it too. Mm. But the first older representative of the House that said it, I can't think of her name. You guys don't claim me. Don't. That was a mini bottles of Pinot Grigio. And it's all alleged. Hey! It's all alleged.
Well, yeah,
honey.
So thank you guys for joining another episode of Honestly Unbothered.
And as always, remain honestly unbothered, but not when it comes to this motherfucking
election.
No,
hell no. Uh-uh.
And let's leave y'all with a song from, we're going to leave y'all with a song from Orlando Bloom. Because he allegedly thrown under the bus, you know, by Disney. Which, also, Disney. Why should he? Somebody said, "Where the raid at on the Disney executive houses?
Wow.
Where the raid at? Get in they houses. They say they go after the black man
representatives, Congress members. State representatives, Congress members, the president. Oh, they already trying to dog this.
Jesus is my portion.
He sang that song, girl. Acapella. Now, Orlando.
His eye is on the spell.
You ain't know he was gonna do that, did you?
Watching over me.
Woo, that touched me in my soul. Thank you, Orlando.
Happy Tuesday.
Thank you, Orlando, for that beautiful rendition of His Eyes on the Sparrow. He did not write that, neither did we. Ha! And it's alleged. It's alleged that Disney didn't support him. But, hey, somebody need to rate them Disney executive houses, too. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, and that's all I'm going to say tonight. And we'd like to thank y'all for listening to another episode. It's Honestly Unbothered. And as always, pay attention.
Pay attention. Especially in the 2024 election.
And remain honestly unbothered.
They just gonna be mad at us when you're on someone's gonna try and bring you down. If you ain't got no haters around.